Welcome to a new session of Discovering God. Let's begin by catching up on how we are doing. Based on what has happened with you since last time we met, what is something you are thankful for? What has stressed you out this week? And what do you need for things to be better? What are the needs of the people in your community? And how can we help each other meet the needs we've expressed? What was the story last time we met? What did we learn about God and people? In our last meeting, you decided to apply what you learned. What did you do? And how did it go? Who did you share something with from the last story? How did they respond? We identified several needs last time we met and planned to meet those needs. How did it go? Now, let's listen to a new story from God.
From the book of John.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
From the book of Acts.
The apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers were meeting regularly at the temple in the area known as Solomon's Colonnade. But no one else dared to join them, even though all the people had high regard for them. Yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord, crowds of both men and women. As a result of the apostles' work, sick people were brought out into the streets on beds and mats so that Peter's shadow might fall across some of them as he went by. Crowds came from the villages around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those possessed by evil spirits, and they were all healed. The apostles meet opposition. The high priest and his officials, who were Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But an angel of the Lord came at night, opened the gates of the jail, and brought them out. Then he told them, "Go to the temple and give the people this message of life." So at daybreak, the apostles entered the temple as they were told and immediately began teaching. When the high priest and his officials arrived, they convened the high council, the full assembly of the elders of Israel. Then they sent for the apostles to be brought from the jail for trial. But when the temple guards went to the jail, the men were gone. So they returned to the council and reported, "The jail was securely locked, with the guards standing outside. But when we opened the gates, no one was there." When the captain of the temple guard and the leading priest heard this, they were perplexed, wondering where it would all end. Then someone arrived with startling news. "The men you put in jail are standing in the temple teaching the people." The captain went with his temple guards and arrested the apostles, but without violence, for they were afraid the people would stone them. Then they brought the apostles before the high council, where the high priest confronted them. "We gave you strict orders never again to teach in this man's name," he said. "Instead, you have filled all Jerusalem with your teaching about him, and you want to make us responsible for his death." But Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than any human authority."
Now, let's have someone retell this passage in their own words, as though they were telling a friend who has never heard it. Let's help them if they leave anything out or add anything by mistake. If that happens, we can ask, "Where do you find that in the story? What does this story teach us about God, his character, and what he does? What do we learn about people, including ourselves, from this story. What do we learn from this story about being the church? How will you apply God's truth from this story in your life this week? What is a specific action or thing you will do? Who will you share truth from this story with before we meet again? Do you know others who would also like to discover God's Word in this app like we are? As our meeting comes to a close, let's decide when we'll meet again and who will facilitate the next meeting. This has been a good time together. We encourage you to make note of what you said you will do and to re-listen to the story in the days before we meet again. The facilitator can share the story text or audio if anyone doesn't have it. As we go, let's ask the Lord to help us.